Weiter in Shas. We are in Makas Daf Dala. Picking up on Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom. First word on the line. We're about to see two cases. Both of these cases actually have nothing to do with Maseches Makas. Rashi points this out. And he says nothing to do with Maseches Makas, but the reason we brought him up is because we have Rav Yehuda Merav versus Rav Kahana, which we mentioned on yesterday's Daf about loaning for 10 years. And therefore, we bring up two more Mechloksim with them. They used to wear a chalak. A chalak is like a robe. That was a garment they used to wear, and they was like, just try to think of like a toga, like a robe where you stick your head through the hole and throw it over yourself and put your head through the hole. But what happens if there's no hole there for the head? And you go and you make a hole for the head over there, that's known as poseach, you open up. Based at tzavar is a neck. So you make a place in order for your head to go through over there. Going to be chayev, says Rashi, sha'asapel l'chalok chadash, chayev shetikin kli. It's tikin kli. And then Rashi goes and explain why, as we brought it, like we already said. Maskev la Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana comes along and he asks the cash on this. V'chema bein zeh lemegufas chavis. What's the difference between opening up the head of a robe and that of opening up a chavis, a barrel? Opening a barrel. Rashi says, Damrin repair chavis shenispra in Shabbos. Tav kufim vav. The matiz rosha b'shabbos. You can chop it off b'sayef with a sword. Lepasua liftoach es the chavis in order to open it up over there. And over there is not a problem. So over here is a problem. So he said back to Rav Kahana, Zeh chibor v'zeh eino chibor. What are you talking about? It says Rashi, Zeh, the base of Tzavar, Haya chibor, it was attached. Tilkach Pesach tikon chadashu. It's a new opening over here, Zeh. Avala magufa, when you talk about the stopper on the barrel, avabishi toche al pi a chavis, even though it's put over there with like some sort of like cement, ain't a chibor, it's not a chibor, but have a look, it's considered like it's already open and ready to go. Like a bottle cap that's already open and then it was closed up after the fact. V'zeinu chibor, and by the barrel stickle, that's what Rashi just pointed out over there, therefore it's not a problem. And another statement of Rabbi Karn is going to come against him. Shloshes lugin mayin. We have three lug of water. Shenava l'socha kortav shel yayin. And there's a tiny amount of wine that goes and pours in, falls into it, into this this water. Truth is, understand that you have to get a little bit of an introduction. This is talking about the idea of mikvah. We know for a mikvah to be a kosher dika thing that a person goes in and they tovel themselves or kalim of the sort, then it's got to be 40 sah. And the 40 sa has to be natural water, water collected naturally, rained into, or something of the sort. But ma'im she'uvim, that would be water that was drawn, you take it from a well or some other place into a kli, and you pour it into a mikvah, that is not going to be good. That's no good. And to that, we have that there were things that were added to midar banan, that any body of naturally collected water that didn't get 40 sa in order to go to make it a mikvah is no good. If you go ahead and you add into it three lug of mayim she'uvim. If there was 40 sa already and you put in some water, that's not a problem. It becomes batel to the water itself. But if there's not yet 40 sa and you pour something else into it that brings it up to it, that's going to passel it. It's only water, though, that's the issue. If you have, let's say, wine that falls into it, then it's not going to be a problem. Three lug of water will be a problem. Three lug of wine that fell in, as long as there's enough water in there that it doesn't get discolored. If it gets discolored, it's a problem. But if it doesn't get discolored, it's not a problem. The question is, what happens if you have three lug of water, but the three lug of water itself is colored by something else, and now it changes the color of the three lug? But when you pour it in, it doesn't change the color. If it does not disqualify it. From Rivid and Rav, Shalosh lug of mayim, you have three lug of water, which is drawn. Shenav l'socha kodesh yayin. So you have the full amount that if you just put this three into a mikvah of less than 40 sa'ah, and it closes up to, or, you know, then what happens is it's going to pass all this mikvah. Not going to work anymore. But now you have Nesel Tochen Kortzov Sheyayin. A little bit of wine falls into Umar Ein Kabar Yayin. The color of now this mixture is the mixture of, it looks like wine. So do we look at it like water, which is obviously the majority of the mixture over there? Or do we look at it like wine, if according to the color? Vinaf Le Mikvah, now this thing, this mixture falls into the mikvah, lo paslu, it doesn't passel it. Says Rashi, zil basa chazusa, we go according to what it looks like, about the appearance. V'yayin eino posel esa mikvah, upasel mikvah b'mayim she'uvim midra abaranu. Upsul mikvah b'mayim she'uvim midra abaranu. There's no things there abaran, but this whole thing is that wine will not passel it. Mask of Rav Kahana now comes along. Rav Kahana, shall we bring up this Gemara in the first? These Gemaras in the first place. Comes to Rav Kahana and he says, Chimah being zeh lemeit seva. Why is this any different that if you had water that had food coloring in it? Not yayin that fell into it, but let's say food coloring fell into it. We know that in such a thing, it's looked at as water, and therefore, that if it goes into it, it's gonna passel it. The Talmud runs in the Mishnah Mikvos. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yossi says, Meit seva, if you have colored water, poslin is a mikvah b'shloshes lugin. It's gonna passel it with three lug. Right, if you have three lug of colored mayim sheuvin, drawn water, that fall into something less than 40 saw, it's going to be puzzle to use. It's going to pass to the mikvah. This kind of goes against what Rav said. Omele Rav says back to him, Hasam. No, the case over there, they bring up this colored water. It's called colored water. And therefore, that's the issue. But Hacha, Chama Mazika Maker, it's called diluted wine. Therefore, it's not a problem. In fact, Rav Chia said, and another Brisa, about three lug of water colored by wine that fell into a mikvah, which wasn't done, that a redo as a mikvah. They downgraded the mikvah. They brought it down, as she says, mechsheru lipsul, to passel it. And the Brisa is talking about wine, and therefore it's clearly going against Rav's din, that if you have wine colored water, it's not going to passel the mikvah. Here it says straight up that it will. Amarava lokasha, no problem. Harbi yochem minuri harabonin. It's a machlokas. The din of Rav, it says that Rav, that the color is what's relevant over here. That goes good to Rav Chaminuri. Ha Rabbanan, but that price he's brought over here is going according to Rabbanan, who disagree. They don't go with color. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah Mikvos, Shloshes Login Mayim. You have three lug of water of Mayim Shuvim. Beep, turn the page. Dalam Rav, Chaser Kortov. That is lacking a kortav, so it's not a full three lug of water. Shanav l'sochel kortav yain, and then a kortav of wine fell into it. So now there's a total of three lug of lug in this thing of liquid that's in here. Umariu kamar yain, and it looks like wine. V'nafel l'mikvah, and then that goes and falls into a mikvah. Lo paslu, they're not going to passel this water over here. It's still good, no problem. 40, you can do it to 40 sav. V'chein shlosha lugin mayim chaser to kortav. Similarly, if you have three lug of water, that is chaser a kortav, right? The first one that we said also is shlosh lugin mayim, chaser kortav. Now we have, so too, shlosh lugin mayim, chaser kortav. Shalov zachal kortav chalov, which a little bit of milk fell into it. Most of Rashi brings down over here, shanofel zachal kortav chalov, shenu doches mayar mayim. It doesn't actually change the color of the water. Marayin kamar mayim, says the Gemara itself, and it looks like water still. V'nafel mikvah, and it falls into the mikvah. Lo paslu, it doesn't passel it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer hakol lechacher mara. Everything goes after the mara. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, where you have a kortav of milk that falls into three lug of water, which is less than a kortav, then it would passel, it would invalidate a mikvah that's not yet 40 sa, because it is the color of water. Now, we got to boil this down pretty specifically. The Tanakhama is saying, meaning the Chachamim, that you know what it's good? In a case where the kortav of yain fell into less than three lug of mayim she'uvim, which means that if the wine fell into three lugin, more than three lugin, then it wouldn't work, even if it would be no good, even if it would look like wine, which shows that the color is not the issue over here. Rather, what's the issue about whether or not you have three lug of water here? Yochanan ben Nuri, though, he says everything goes according to color, would say that in the case of a kortav of wine that fell into three full lugin of water, that the mixture will not invalidate. So therefore, the brice of Rav Chia that says that such a mixture is going to put down the mikvah, it's going to downgrade it, goes according to the Tanakhama of the brice, but Rav, who rules that it will not invalidate, it goes according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. In fact, the Gemara, ha mi boi la Rav Papa. Rav Papa wondered this shtickle over here. This Rav, is he going only with Yochanan ben Nuri? Can he even go with the Tanakhama? Says Rashi, aha prachin du kimna the Rav ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'lo karabaran. The boy Rav Papa, he came and he asked Rav Tani chaser korta bereisha. Did he say like he was chaser kortav, three lug of water less a kortav, that a wine, a kortav wine fell in? Aval shlosha lugana tana kama pasli. But if it was a full three lug of water besides the wine, then he would passel it because he doesn't consider color at all. V'asav yochan lemeibar, and Rechem ben Nuri is then coming to argue with this and say, akol eicha achar mara, everything goes after the mara. V'rav omer k'rabbi yochan ben Nuri, and therefore, accordingly, Rav, who says that the wine-colored mixture doesn't disqualify, even if it has three full lug of water, follows Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri only. Or maybe Rav lo tani chaser korta v'resha. Rav didn't have that shtickler, didn't say the concept of lesser korta. He didn't have that in the first case of the Mishnah. Or Rav Yochan ben Nuri ki polig ha-seifa hu de-polig. And what he's arguing is really only arguing on the seifa. If you look at the very first Rashi of the page, you see chaser korta v'sgarshin and hacha v'resha uba seifa. But in any event, back to us. Rav Yochan ben Nuri ki polig ha-seifa hu de-polig. Rav Yochan ben Nuri is arguing with the Tanakama only in the latter case, the case that comes up with milk, where the Tatkama says that the mixture of water and milk doesn't pass a mikvah because it doesn't have a full three lugin. And Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says that it does because the entire mixture is considered water. V'rav da'am ha'kidiv ha'kol. And therefore Rav can really be going according to everyone over here, right? She says, Rav da'am ha'la'el Lopaslu, when he says that Lopaslu echi tani mi tani chaser korta bereisha viavi shleim and paslu vade. Okay, like we just spelled that out over here, right? And maybe he's going according to everyone because according to this, both tanoim are going to be masking that the three lug of this colored water don't pasul. So what comes out here from this point is that Rav Papa has this question. He's not clear that Rav is working only in the world of Yochanan ben Nuri. So how could Rav say differently? And for the Gemara, classic Gemara answer, L'Rav Papa mi boilei, it was a question for him. L'Rav pshitalei, for Rav it was pashat to him. Rashi says, the Rav, tani chaser korta, if it's pashat to him, he says, bereisha, the lo boi tanakama, ela shi'ura v'rav, the kapad nami, achazusa k'rav Yochanan ben Nuri, amr l'milsei. Okay. Amr Rav Yosef, lo shme'ali l'ha shmeita. He said, I didn't hear this shtickle of your Rav Yehuda Amarav, which that we were discussing over here. Rashi says, Talmido she Rav Yehuda, let's read the old Rashi, Amarav Yosef, lo shemia li ha shmaita Talmido she Rav Yehuda, ani amatam Rav Yehuda, v'lo shamati mipiv shemua zu, darin el, b'shme gimel lugin maim, shadaf l'tochen, I never learned this so far. Amalei Abaye, his Talmud, because we do know that this comes up a bunch of times in Shas, that Rav Yosef, he got sick and he forgot his learning, but Abaye, his Talmud, he would tell him, yes, you did hear this and you taught it to us. He says, At Amar Dlani Alon, you're the one who actually taught us this whole shtickle Torah over here. V'hachi Amar Dlani, and this is what you told us. The Rav lo tani chaser korta bereisha. Rav didn't have the gears of lesser the korta in the first case. Rav Yochanan ha-seifa palig, and Rav Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees with the Tanakama only in the seifa. V'rav da'amar k'divrei hakol, and Rav really is going according to everyone. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, another din, chavetz malei amayim, a barrel that is filled with water. Shenafel yam hagadol falls into the yam hagadol. This whole shtickle falls into the great sea, the Mediterranean. Hatol v'sham, someone goes to the mikveh over there, Rashi says, ba'osabakim in that place, lo osa l'tfila, the mikveh, the tefillah will not work. Rashi says, because shema kol ha'mayim shayu b'chavis, omdim yachad, all the water you threw in is standing in that one place. Shema bazev, rosh v'ruba b'mayim shuvin, and all your body went into that water. V'zeh echad min ha'psulin esa truma, that's something that shall pass through truma. Chashinan, back to the Gemara, chashinan l'shlosh ha'lugan shalo yeh makam echad, worry about the three lugan that are in one place. Rashi says, right, that we are, okay, let's just go right through upstairs there. We're worried about it all being in one place, which the person is going to be tummy. Rashi's saying that the person is still tummy because part of his body maybe came out into, was in the Mayim She'uvim over here. V'davka liyama gadol, back in the world, this is specifically yama gadol, dekoy v'kaima, because it's not like a river that's just flowing. And therefore, the water, when you throw it in, it can stay there for a bit. Avonara ba'amalo, but if it be a regular river, no, because then it has to get washed away and we're totally fine. Tainab Echavir Price, which supports us all. So, Chavis Malay, Yayim, you have a barrel filled with wine. Shadov liyama gadol, fill liyama gadol, tovish shum, shum, and tavos, tovos over there. Lolosolo, tevila, the tevila does not work for him. It doesn't work, and we take it the other part. V'chein kikar shal truma, also if you have a kikar, a loaf of truma, shenafel shal, which falls into the water at that part after this person came out, tame, it's going to be tame. Why? Because since his tevila wasn't good and he's therefore tame, then we're worried that he also was metame the wine that he jumped into. And therefore, if the truma falls into that part, that spot over there, then it becomes tame because it touched that whole area of the wine. Tame. Rashi says, tame, because shema yayin onum koma v'nito mechosa adam mechosa v'tim esakika. It's going to cause metame to occur. Frank Gomer, my v'chein, what do you mean v'chein? Says Rashi, pshita keva d'chayeshes, l'shema yayin onum koma. If you're really worried about the fact that the wine is staying in its place, then you have to be worried that maybe he came tame. Of course, that makes sense. For the Gemara, no matter the tema, you would have maybe thought that Hasam Uki Gavre Cheskas Hacha Uki Truma Cheskas Kamash Malan Not. Maybe you would have thought that you were keeping the man in his chazaka. Meaning, when the person went in, he was tame. And he came out. We're worried that maybe he keeps the chazaka that he's going to be tame. But the truma went in. It went in. We were in tower, and therefore maybe you would think that it should stay in the chazaka that's tower also. And we don't keep it on that level, and therefore we actually do look at it that it went into that area of tuma, and therefore it is actually tame. Zok the next halakha mishnah. Meidan abish falin. I said we go. We made about a certain person about Bob. Shachayv lechaver masayim zos. Bob owes somebody 200 zos. When this is zomim, it turned out they are zomim. They are zomim. Lokin umasham. They get malchus and they get to pay. Now the paying makes sense because they have to give them what they tried to do. They tried to get them to pay 200, they have to pay the 200. And look, can they get Malchus also? Why would they get Malchus? The answer is, why do you want to get Malchus? Because we know the Pasuk says, can't bear false testimony. Lo sanabriacha ichakar. And they get Malchus for doing that. Because these are not the same things. They're two separate things over here. Rashi says Malchus Mishum Losan, Tashlum Mishum Kasher Zamam. Hashem is a Mikra. The pasuk that's making him chayav for one is not the same pasuk for something else. There's two separate things that are going on over here. Therefore, it's chayav for each one of them. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zaygzik Rabbi Meir, Chamomim Kol Meshalim Inolokin. Or anybody who pays doesn't get Malchus. Says Rashi, Dechsev Kedei Rish Aso. According to his rishos, mishum risha achas to mechayva, only one rishos, v'yeta mechayva mishum shtei rishos, but not for two. Uve meseches ksuvas avlom izubes makshirin v'neima kol haloke enu mashalim v'yilku kol hazomimin. Let's say that anyone who gets malchus doesn't pay and give malchus to all the zomimin v'lo yishalim don't pay. Mishanina b'feirish rab satora. Edim Zomin Tashlumin V'yalef Lasam, and you know, he learned that before. He said it's come to have to pay, and that's how I learned that over there. Okay. Midanah Beish Plonish Yuchayim Malchus Arba'im. Let's say you have these guys say we testify against Bob that he is chayv to get 40 Malchus. V'nimsa Zomin. Why? Because they did some sort of laugh. Sheish B'maisa that first you get Malchus. It turns out that they are Zomimin, Lokin Shmonim. They get 80, right? Each of them ends up getting two sets of 40. Mishum Losana Recha Eichaker. That's number one. Mishum Basisim Lakasha Zomam. I mean, give them like they tried to do. Divri Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Chamomim looking at the Baim. No, they only get 40. We don't do more than that. Rashi says, Mishum Kasher Zomam, Avishul Losana, Lolaki. And first, the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Beep, turn the page. Dalet Amud Beis. We have Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon, right? So it says the Gemara, Bishlama. The Rabbanan. They only get one, you don't get both. Kedei Rishoso Ksiv. Mishum Rishachas Da Mechaiva V'yata Mechaiva Mishtei Mishtei Rishoyos. Right, because we said, you get only for one Rishos, but not for two Rishoyos. Elo Rabbi Meir, my time. Why would he say he's getting two separate punishments over here for doing one thing over here? What does he say? Mishum Rishos Achas. Ula says, Gamar Mimotzi Shema. He learns it out from Motzi Shema. Rashi says, Lo Matzasi Lebitka Basulem. That is that a man marries a woman, and then he accuses the woman of not being a besula, but rather of being a beula. We know that this is talking about a case of a man marrying a girl and she's a naira. And then he goes out and he says, this is no good. She was a beula. But he's really lying. It's called Motzi Shemra. They punish this person over here. And what does that mean? It means Malchus.
And besides that, he has to pay 100 shekel, which he pays to the father of this girl. Mamos Hashem Elokim Shalem, he gave both of them. Malchus and payment. Rashi says Dechsev Yisru Oso VaAnshu Oso. For him, Exilus Yisru Zeb Malchus and Fidel Mikar. We learn from a pasuk. Af Kol Loka Mishalem. So to every case when you have two things happening, you get La Malchus Mishalem. In fact, tomorrow, but you can't compare it to because Mal Motzi Shema Shekin Kinas. Motzi Shema is a Kinas. Says Rashi, and this is important din to know, you can't learn out a chiddush to mamon, you can't go and add it to anything. So, and for the Gemara, he says, that Edom Zomin is also a kenas, and therefore you can learn it out from the concept of Motzi Shema, and therefore you can get two. Because even though you can't learn out to other things, you can learn it to itself, kenas to kenas, and therefore he says you're going to be chayiv too. Tosis points out, and the Chacham holds, no, it's not called, it's not a kenas, it's actually mama, and therefore you can't learn it out together. Ika damasi lo du'ula ha'detanya. There's some who taught ula statement in reference to the following brisa, something other else entirely. This statement of here, the ula comes along and he says, that we just said, that gamay motzi shemra, ma motzi shemra lo kumashalim, mavko kumashalim, that's it, was said somewhere else. Velo so siru min ad boker, veno siru min ad boker, ba'esh tisarif. Right, this is known as leaving something overnight that you're not allowed to. You can't leave the carbon till the morning, and if you leave it over, it's got to be burnt. So it says, Lo sasir menu ad boker, v'no sasir menu ad boker, peshi sarif. Ba kos of litin asay acha lo sasay. The pasuk came and gave an asay after a lo sasay. Lomar she'ein lokan alav. To teach you, you don't get malchus for it. Whenever you have the asay after the lo sasay, so that it's teaching you how to fix it up. The lo sasay, don't do this. Oh, so you get malchus if you do it. No, then it finishes up. He's saying, oh, and if you do this, this is the remedy. Says Rashi, Lomar she'ein lokan alav she'asay ha'omar acharav. That is, it fixes it up what you did. As long as Dr. Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, say, lo min Hashem who's there. That's not the reason he doesn't get Malchus. Rashi says, lo min Hashem who's there. Ain't time ze ikur de lav shenita glas say ain't lokin love. That's not true. Elam of ne ma. Hamosir ain't a loker. Why is someone leaves out the gemal? Because if you shoot lav shame a ma'isa, it's a lav the ain't a ma'isa. It's a lack of a ma'isa. Back to the Gemara, let me show him the have a lav shame a ma'isa. And chol lav shame a ma'isa. And loker a lav. Whenever there's a lav without a ma'isa, there's no malchus that comes along with it. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Sava, that must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds, who says that you need this asay, a lav needs to say to get rid of it. He holds lav shame a ma'isa, loker a lav, that you would get malchus for this lav shein bo ma'isa. Oh, minale. Where does Rabbi Yehuda know this, that he would that would be the case? Amar Ula, in reference to that question, Ula said, Gamar Motzi Shema, he learned it out from Motzi Shema, right? Exactly. Where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda would say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lav shein bo ma'isa, lo kin a love? He learns it from Motzi Shema, the Gamar Motzi Shema, ma Motzi Shema, lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Just going and saying, oh, the woman didn't have a sulam, that's ein bo ma'isa. It's just a debar that's going on over here. And what happened? You still got malchus, lo kin a love. Av kol lav she'ein bo ma'isa, lo kin a love. And so to any lav she'ein bo ma'isa, you get malchus for. Now, for it says, but hold on a second, you can't compare because Malam Motzi Shema, Shekin Loko Mishalem. You can't compare because it's a very specific case that he gets malchus and he has to pay. Right, this very unusual, and therefore can't be your model lesson anymore. So you can't learn out that that's the makor that he would hold lav shein bo ma'isa as lokin. Ela Rav Shalka is gamar idem zomin. Learn it from idem zomimin. Ma idem zomin lav shein bo ma'isa lokin alav. Afko lav shein bo ma'isa lokin alav. Idem zomin is exactly the case. There's no ma'isa. They're just speaking with their mouth. Says Rashi v'lokin idem zomin lokin al diburam be'edeg ben grusha. Uben Chalutza. Oh, fascinating. In fact, the Gemara, B'mali Edom Zomin, Shekin Ein Tzricha Nasra. How can you compare? You can't compare to Edom Zomin, because Edom Zomin, besides every other Malchus situation, they don't need any Hasra, any warning over here. They get Malchus even if they weren't warned that they're going to get Malchus for doing this. As Rashi, B'ksuva Samin and Taima Be'ilu Nairus, Nasri Bahu, Amas, Alval, Koshar, Onshu, Bebezin, Shalmata, Tzvichanasar, everything else needs Hasra. So you can't learn that from Edom Zomin to every other case of Lav Sheva Maisa, because this is its own shtickle. So the Gorano Motzi Shema Yochiach, Motzi Shema will knock off that issue over here. Why?
Because Moshe Shem, although it needs a warning, you get Malkus even though there's no Maisa, and here there's no warning, but it's okay. V'chazer adin, and therefore it goes back and forth on each other, that Lori Izek, Rizev, Lori Izek, Rizev, each one is of the nature of the other one, but it's not a Shavah, and what is the Tzad HaShavah? The Lav Shein Bo Maisa, V'lok Alav, it's a Lav with no Maisa, and you get Malkus, Av Kol Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lok Alav, so to every Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you get Malkus for. In fact, the Gemara, hold on 1 second, Mamala Tzad HaShavah Shavah, and Shekin Kenas, both of them is a Kenas, right, so we can't learn it out to the din of Malkus where there's no Kenas. Ah, hello, Kasha. Rehuda lo sever like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kiva. Rehuda doesn't look like Rabbi Kiva that it's a kenas. He says that it's actually mammon. So Edom Zomin and the Motzi Shema don't, what's the chumrah that they have over here? There's no chumrah in them that you can't learn out two other things as well. Elamad, for example, another question. Elamad tzad shavashem and shekein yeshba and tzad chamor that they have a tzad chamor. The tzad chamor is like a very unique type of chumrah that they have. And that is that the motzi shema he has the loka umashalim. He does both. He pays and he gets malchus. And the zomin, there's no asover. Those are very unusual things that are going on over there. Rabbi Yehuda tzad chamor leparach. He says that's not a kasher. Rashi says all the chumrah shalzeh and the chumrah shalzeh. They're individual chumras. They're not the same one. Ain tama malchus talibo. Therefore, they don't have the Malkus is entirely on that particular thing. You can use that as a model to learn out to other things. Now, after this long back and forth, the Gemara now goes way back to the beginning where we were talking about in our Mishnah. The Remeir says that a person who goes to Zomim, they're going to get 80 Malkus over here. Each one is going to get 80. Why? One for Zomim, Kasher Zomim Lassos they get, and also for Los Tanamecha Yitzhakar, you get the Malkus for being Tanamecha Yitzhakar, for lying. For Abban and I, Los Tanamecha Yitzhakar, my Darshvei, what are they dashing from that Pasuk? And for the Gemara, Humi Boili Lazhara Leidim Zomim, they need it for an Azhara, for the warning. Whenever there's going to be a punishment for the Torah for something, you need to be warned first. Rashi says, La'unshan Bidin Azama, Velonitin La'unis Malkus, Ella Shaloy Elo La'unshan Bidin Azama, Elam Kenizer, unless they were warned. So we need for the warning. For Rabbi Meir, where does he learn the idea that they get, where did they learn the warning from? Azhara Leidim Zomim, you know, where does he get it from? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Nafkale, Miva Nisharim Yishmu, Virovali Suvod. He learned from the Pasuk, it says, and whoever who will remain shall hear and fear, and they shall not continue to do further like this. Yeah, this evil thing over here. That's by Edom Zomin. V'rabanan. What do they do with that? Ahumi Bailei said we need that. Beep. Turn the page. Hear him enough. Lachraza. It's in order to teach it. You announce it. Rashi says Tarminim Sanhedrin Elin and Echnok and the Pei Tesvanal that Arbitzuch and Lachraza four need announcements after the punishment. The Bezin Tzrich and Bezin could go ahead to announce Kach v'Kach Nerek Ploni the Bezin Alavera Plonis and this punishment could be Laradus as Hashavim. In order to warn them not to go and to do it, Rabbi Meir Achraza Yishmu Mi Yishbu V'Yiro Nafka. He learns it out from. They will hear and they will fear, which is the beginning part of the pasuk, and the end of it says, and they will not continue to do further. That's for the warning that they not come to do this in the first place. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.